Jen in particular. If you know Jen, you know she's quite the character. She's energetic, cheerful, hilarious, quick to laugh, goofy, and fun-loving. Her magnetic personality draws everyone to her, and our circle of friends have had many special memories over the years. As I searched through my database of photos to put together this slide, it occurred to me that the majority of our fun times had to do with something related to big hair, fake braces, phony teeth, and dressing up in silly outfits. From 80s weekend at the Berea Ladies Retreat to ridiculous skits at North Bow Lane's karaoke night to life group Christmas parties and random redneck night at the Parker household, we always looked forward to seeing what wacky outfit Jen would come up with next. As Jen would say, dressing up is my jam. And it's not just the silly costumes that Jen enjoys. Jen loves to dress up and look her best. All her friends know that it's her lifelong dream to be on stage and look pretty. It certainly helps that she hasn't aged past 25, as she will tell you. And Jen's a fantastic mama, and I must say that moms from all over seek out her wisdom and advice. Some of her best parenting moments include kicking over baby Charlie when he was starting to take his first steps. She was in no rush to be chasing after him any sooner than necessary. And another time when Owen was being naughty at a restaurant date out with friends, Jen took him into the tile bathroom where the discipline he received loudly reverberated throughout the entire restaurant. Now, on a more serious note, if you know Jen, you know that she loves deeply. She loves her family, her friends, her church, her Studley community, and most of all, her Jesus. Jen's heart for the Lord shines, and her obedience to him through her actions have spoken volumes to me over the years. Here's one example. In 2010, Jen witnessed Jody Greenstreet's ministry in action in their community in Canada. Cross trainers had formed a relationship with their local government officials, and through that relationship, Cross Trainers was able to provide a home for moms and children in need in their community. Jen knew God was speaking to her through this, and she began to seek out our local mayor here in Attleboro, who at the time was Mayor Dumas. Our friends all joked that she was stalking him, since she knew exactly when he'd be jogging by each day. But in reality, she was praying for him and an opportunity to form a similar relationship so that she could impact her surrounding community. Jen discovered that Mayor Dumas had open office hours one day a month, so she decided she'd get herself down to City Hall and meet up with the mayor. From that conversation, Jen began to put needy families in Attleboro in touch with those that could help meet their needs. In addition, from this conversation, the Parkers also began loving on the residents of the Pleasant Street Rest Home. Every Saturday, Ben, Jen, 5-year-old Sadie, and 2-year-old Owen would bring donuts, smiles, lots of love, and conversation to the lonely and forgotten at this place. And here's another example. Several years ago, our friends Sarah Betts and Anna Mailing approached Jen and asked her if she'd be willing to meet up and read the Bible together. A couple other moms, including myself, heard what they were doing and asked to join in as well. The little Bible study in her home soon had several other moms joining in. We also had numerous little children running around the kitchen and living room each time we met. It was clear that we could no longer meet there, and we decided to move our study over to the youth room here at the church. We invited more moms to join us, we sought out volunteers to care for the little ones in the nursery, and Jen proceeded to lead Thursday morning ladies Bible study here for the next several years. And most of all, as you all know, most recently, Jen and her family went through one of the hardest times of their entire lives with their youngest child's stage 3 cancer diagnosis. If you were following along on Jen's weekly social posts, you know that it was the darkest of days and the longest of nights for a long time. Yet every single post always pointed back to their deep faith and trust in the Lord, and that he is good even in the worst of trials. Their steadfast trust in the Lord shined through and touched all those watching. As I close, I want to thank you, Jen, for your impact on me and so many, for your friendship, for the laughs, for your spiritual insight in following Jesus no matter what's going on, good or bad, hard or easy, There's no one like you. You can't be replaced. We love you. We miss you. Our hearts and prayers go with you and your family.
Good morning. My name's Chris. So I was asked to spend 3 minutes-ish giving, saying good things about Ben and Jen, but lying's a sin, so I don't know if I can do that. No, I'm just kidding. Ben and Jen have been pretty instrumental in my life, and God's placed them there for a variety of things. I can't actually remember when my brother and I met them, because it was a long time ago, back when we were in Sunday school and Jen was teaching us. So they both seen us when we were pretty little, and then seen us grow into high school students. But our relationship didn't really start much until middle school. So GMBC has like youth group for the junior high and high school students, and Ben and Jen really wanted us to go. But my family used to live in Quincy, so that's pretty far away. So we actually didn't go for the first year of middle school. But in seventh grade, we moved to Sharon, which is closer. And try to go, but it was still hard because my parents work every night of the week, during the week. But what I've learned is being friends with Jen and Ben has its perks. So Ben would give us free rides from come down to Attleboro, pick us up, and drive us back to, come to Sharon, pick us up, and then drive us back to Attleboro for youth group. That's pretty far drive to do, so that's really nice of him to do that. And then if that wasn't good enough, Jen would cook dinner for us sometimes. And so she makes some really solid food. There's chilies, tacos, and there's also a really good apple pie I remember having. And so the rides and meals were certainly nice themselves, but they were just extensions of what God used Ben and Jen for in my life and my brother's life. So like I said, we moved to Sharon in seventh grade, which is not a great year to move because it's like right in the middle of middle school. And so making friends can be kind of hard. But by reaching out and spending time with us, Ben and Jen really helped me during that year. Even now, Ben's been coming like for 4 or 5 years. He's been coming to Sharon to hang out with me and Mikey beyond youth group because it's also really hard for us to get there now. So he'll come out, and there's like a park in Sharon called Borderlands. And so we'll all go there and we'll play disc golf for a couple hours. But Mikey and I, like if you haven't noticed, we're not very, we're more bookwormish. So it's more of us climbing through the bushes to grab our frisbees and Ben kind of roasting us. But after that, we'll go and talk about fantasy football and eat dinner. Or eat lunch, and Mikey and Ben are both foodies, so they find some pretty good places near Sharon to eat. But that time with Ben was really awesome because it built up that relationship, but also gave Mikey and I someone to talk to. And the way Ben and Jen like reaches out to us is pretty special because one of my friends, he has a youth pastor, and he says the youth pastor is pretty great, but he's impersonal, or she's impersonal. So Ben's not just a great mentor, but he really cares about my brother and I. And also, Jen does too. For like a number of years, Jen was sending Bible verses in the morning. So she had like a youth group chat thing, and so she would send Bible verses. And so on the bus, I just read that, and it was really it's a good encouragement for the day. And also, I remember a couple years ago, Mikey got like a leg diagnosis where he broke his leg, and they found some questionable things in his marrow, and they thought it might be Ewing sarcoma. And so that was on a Friday, and we had to wait a weekend to go see the doctor again. And so that was like a really bad weekend. And so that was like really hard because for me I was pretty scared because this is like the only person I've known like forever. So I remember crying and asking God like how was I gonna get through this? And I remember that Sunday like the first people to greet my family at church were Ben and Jen, and they were at the door and they hugged us for a long time. And they showed me just how much they loved us, but also how much God loves us, too. And so they truly become like family for me and Mikey because of how much they care for us and how much they go out of their way to reach out for us. In my parents' lives, my parents have told us about people who've cared for them throughout their schooling and throughout their lives. And I believe Ben and Jen God put Ben and Jen in my life stack as those type of people. They're the people to lean on and trust, whether it's in a cabin in Berea or just talking when Ben takes out for lunch. They also act as a spiritual reminder for me as to the faithfulness of God, and not just with like how they handled Charlie's treatment, but I also remember like we had a conversation with Ben about how he became a youth pastor. And so Ben's pretty smart. Like, I know he doesn't look it, but he is. He's a math genius. So he went to like a top engineering school for college. But what was interesting is that he chose to leave that and go to Gordon. And that was kind of absurd to me, because where I come from, like my school, is pretty like academically rigorous. So there's a lot of emphasis on going to the top colleges and studying like wicked hard to get there, and that's like the most important thing. And it's like really competitive. And so for Ben to go to get to like a really good college and then give it up to go to Bible school was kind of like, oh, at first. And like contrary to everything that my academic environment was telling me. But I realized that if Ben had chosen to pursue that career path and ignored God's calling, he wouldn't have met Jen. He wouldn't have the family that he has now. He wouldn't be my youth pastor. And like all the memories and times I had with him would be non-existent. So for me, that kind of shows like how God's plan is better than our plans. And more important, it's a more, really important lesson for me and my brother, and as well as like a lot of other people here who are like in the college age and applying for colleges, because that's kind of like a stressful time. So it's really an encouragement to see, God's guidance. It's really encouraging to see God's plan in that, in their lives. So I really just want to take a second to thank both of them for their love and prayers for us, and the role they played in my life as friends and mentors, especially for Ben and how much time and care he's devoted to me and Mikey. And if I didn't do a great job of like conveying how much they mean to me and the role they play in my spiritually in my life, like the fact that I'm standing up here and giving a talk, I'm not a public speaker, so it's really big for me to stand up here and you know talk about them. But I just wanted to thank them for replacing God placing them in my life, and thank them for what they've done for me. And I love them both very much. So it was really kind of bittersweet when Ben told me they were moving to New York, because it's like your family's moving away, which was kind of sad, but I was also happy for them. Because they have a new chapter in New York, so I'm praying for them for that. But I trust that God, like he's been doing this their whole lives, that will has great things in store for them, and will be faithful like he always is. So thank you, Ben and Jen, for loving me and my brother all these years, and I'll miss you both. So.
So I was also asked to speak about Ben and Jen. So I guess the best way to start, I mean, there's going to be some crossover because we're twins, but I guess the best way to start would be from when I first came to Good News. So that first Sunday, our Sunday school teacher actually was Jen, and I just remember thinking she was, like, really, really, really energetic. Beyond that, I don't really remember Ben, so I guess that kind of means that he wasn't memorable at first. No, actually, when you're so young, I guess you don't remember a lot of details, but... So at the time, as Chris said, my family lived in Quincy, which, for all you Rhode Islanders, that's basically South Boston. So it's about 45 minutes to an hour one way, and then 45 minutes to an hour back. So a trip to Attleboro was about 2 hours of traffic. And for this reason, we were pretty unable to go to youth group early on. But after moving closer to the town of Sharon, which is about 20, 25 minutes north, we were able to start attending youth group. This is where we really began to have a relationship with Ben and Jen. So every Thursday, we drive through traffic and go to youth group. Both my parents, as Chris said, work pretty long, hard hours, so eventually Ben would actually drive up to pick us up before youth group and then drive us back down. And Jen would actually make dinner for us sometimes. We'd eat at their own dinner table, which is pretty big if you think about it, because in addition to the two, then three boys she had, she also had Sadie to feed and me and Chris, who are two extra, you know, growing teens. I hope someone caught that I just referred to Ben as a kid. But anyway, yeah, so Ben and Jen welcomed us into their home and really allowed us to develop a relationship with them. A lot of high schoolers can agree, the later you get in school, the more you have, you know, in terms of work and those kind of things. And eventually school and sports stack up, and it's kind of hard to start 7 hours of homework at 8:30 at night. So we ended up stopping and then, you know, I guess stopping going to youth group. So at this point, you know, anyone attending a youth group, if someone stops, the youth pastor could probably just, you know, keep going and ignore that and not put any effort in. Here's the thing about Ben and Jen, though. Like, even when we stopped attending youth group, they didn't stop seeking us out. Jen continued to send daily, yes, daily Bible verses in the morning, which I'll talk about later. And Ben would actually drive, you know, about an hour both ways to pick up me and Chris to go to lunch or to hang out. We would try cool ice cream places. We would eat lunch or breakfast. It was Ben who showed Chris and I some really good food places that we still go to with our friends to this day. So from disc golf to Crescent Ridge Ice Cream in Sharon, Ben spent countless hours out of his own week to come mentor and spend time with Chris and I. So at some point, you have to ask the question, why? Which eventually we did. I mean, Ben and Jen have a lot of kids to deal with, including their own, and why would they put in extra effort and spend time with us when we're living, you know, further away? So out of respect for, we did ask him one day, we went to lunch, we asked him, why youth ministry? Out of respect for Ben, I don't want to butcher any of the details, so I suggest that everyone at some point ask him. But what I still remember pretty clearly was, as Chris said, Ben was a math genius. He got into a lot of schools, and he decided to attend Rolls-Holloman for engineering. And after his grandfather's death, he said he made the choice to switch and join ministry after seeing the legacy of a godly man. It was there at Gordon where he met Jen, and the rest is history. But that isn't really what stuck out to me, per se. I mean, yes, the whole, I love how that was an example of God having a plan for you. I mean, changing schools and then going to a new school and, you know, meeting your wife and then starting an entire career from scratch, it's pretty big. But he told us about his youth pastor and how his youth pastor affected him. He said that when his grandfather died, his youth pastor immediately dropped him off and didn't really spend enough time and really wasn't there for him. And Ben, I remember him explicitly saying that he did not want to be that kind of a youth pastor. He wanted to be a youth pastor that had love for his kids. So over the years, Ben and Jen have treated us like family. They've prayed for us, they've mentored us, they've taught us, and they loved us. We've had the honor of teaching alongside Ben and Jen at Sunday school. We've had the pleasure of losing by a lot in disc golf. We've enjoyed Jen's cooking. But if you ask me what I learned from the Parkers, it comes from two situations that I've seen or experienced. One, as Chris said, was my own. A few years back after breaking my leg, I was told that I may have Ewing sarcoma, which is an aggressive bone cancer. My life was rattled and my faith was tested, but the church supported me and prayed for me. And in particular, it was Ben and Jen who showed me love that I needed then. Both of them tearfully greeted me that next morning at church and prayed with me. They actually prayed for me a lot. But those verses that Jen had been sending for a while, those were the verses that God used to speak to me. You see, when life is good, and it's, you know, it's easy to grow lukewarm in your faith. But when life gets hard, that's when our hearts are open, and we may hear God louder than ever. It isn't that God isn't speaking loudly to us all the time, but when things are going well, we sometimes hit the mute button. In those days when I was looking for comfort, Jen's daily verses started to click. To her, she was just sending out verses to her youth group. But to me, those verses of comfort allowed me to hear God telling me amidst my personal storm that he was there. You see, God uses people in ways that we could never have imagined, and Ben and Jen helped me through a tough time. Never could I have imagined the hell that they would be put through next. With Charlie's diagnosis, I cannot comprehend what it feels like. You know, I'm not a parent, and yet I can only imagine the hurt and the pain and the fear that they probably felt. You know, my microcosm of a cancer scare was nothing compared to what they experienced, and yet through this, their faith was inspiring. We are human, and things like this obviously strain your faith and hurt, but as Christians, we're called to have hope in all situations. Watching Ben and Jen navigate through this time illustrated the faith that we all ought to have as believers in Jesus Christ. Every time my family prays for Ben, Jen, Owen, Sadie, and Charlie, I always think about the faith that they held and continue to hold in all of this. You see, Ben and Jen not only mentored me and showed me true Christian love, but they illustrated and continue to illustrate to this day true, authentic faith. Some of my favorite songs are Praise You in the Storm and All My Hope. The first song, Praise You in the Storm, goes, "And I will praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands. For you are who you are, no matter where I am. Every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You've never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm." The second song, All My Hope, goes, "There's this kind of thing that breaks down a man, brings him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. And yes, Lord, he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday is gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood." So when I hear these songs, I think of, you know, life is going to get hard and there's always going to be storms, but we are called to have a faith in Christ through all situations. Ben, Jen, Owen, Sadie, and Charlie, you have all shown us what that means in real life. I wish you the best as you move away to New York. I hope that you don't become a New York fan in any sport whatsoever. Because obviously you like winning, and it's New England sports that always wins. You two have shown me what it means to have truly authentic faith. And you've shown all of us here today what ministry ought to look like. I will always be able to say that I had a youth leaders that genuinely cared and loved me, who went out of their way to show me true Christian love. I will pray for you all daily, and I'll continue to. I hope that God blesses you, not only in the love that you've displayed in all of us, for the example of faith you've had in the storm. Being a Christian in the good times is easy, but having strong Christian faith in the hard times, that is what we are all called to do, and that is what you guys have done here. One of my favorite preachers of all time, Billy Graham, often quoted a certain part of Scripture from Matthew 25, verse 23, in the parable of tenants. It's a metaphor for God using, for Christians using God's gifts to serve him, and it's something that I'm sure Ben and Jen and Glory will hear one day. It's quite simply, well done, good and faithful servants. Ben and Jen, I love you. I will continue to pray for you and your family, and thank you for loving all of us, and thank you for being our youth pastor.
I'm not going to make it through this. All right. Ben, Jen. Nothing I can say in 5 minutes will ever express the love I have for you. Nothing. You see, there aren't many people who can speak into my life. There aren't many people who have been there consistently for 15 years. Aside from my family, and I know I'm surrounded by family now, and trust me, I love that. But as I look back at those 15 years, I don't remember every moment. I don't remember every interaction or every word. But I do remember some, and I'd like to share some. And not just how they impacted me, but how they spoke to your love for Jesus. I remember our trips to Berea. I remember playing freeze out for an hour on the way up and proceeding to get a 5-star right after. You taught me how to endure the pain, though. I remember having fun like that all the time with you, Ben, and I love it. That's some of my best memories. I remember coming over to your house after youth group and watching The Office in high school and just relaxing and laughing and being in that environment like a family would be. I remember going on beach trips, all right? I remember eating my first tidal pool fish, which don't ever do, please. Don't ever do. But even more so, I remember driving in the back seat with Christy, who at this time we were dating. And you'll see she continually pops up in these stories. We were dating. And Ben, do you remember what you said? Hand check. So I'm in the back seat holding my girlfriend's hand, and I go, guilty. I remember that like it was yesterday. I remember building the puzzle I was going to propose to Christy with at your house on Sunday morning. I skipped church to do that. You opened it up and said, sure. Go ahead, take that space and do what you have to do. I remember the miscarriage that Christy and I had. And before we left for the hospital, we were with you. You see, all these memories, both the joyful and the painful, were full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruits of the Spirit work through you. But those memories, I have to admit, are a little bit fuzzy. You see, for me, life condenses into crystallized moments. Discrete moments in time where everything, what I felt, what I smelt, the environment, the people, the emotions, are painted in bright pictures. There was one moment. When our family was going through something, I don't know if you remember this time, but I came over and wept. How could this happen? Why is this happening? I don't get it. I don't care if I'm hurt, I remember saying. But how could she do that to my mom? I remember laying on the couch, feeling the breeze blow through your window. Letting my muscles relax. Letting all of that tension just go and surrendering. And I remember you listening. You see, as I thought about your ministry wasn't preaching. Your ministry wasn't running games or even chauffeuring kids, though, trust me, those are services invaluable, and I'm sure they were impactful. What I see your ministry as, and I'm sure everyone else will attest to this, is you shared life with us. You stepped into our lives to understand the pain, to celebrate the joy, to listen when we needed an ear, and to speak when we needed advice. You stepped into our lives to help us make sense of that world that is so confusing when you're going through middle school and high school, a world that makes no sense. You did what Jesus did. He walked beside his disciples through everything for 3 years, and he did life with them. And I pray that God was able to use you in that way, that you guys were willing to go there, to step into the mess, and to step into all the beauty. And I pray that wherever you go, as you head back to New York right now, that God would continue to work through you in that way, that he would build up a community around you of people that you can pour into, that you can know intimately and speak Christ into their lives. Be Christ in their lives. I love you. I will miss you dearly. And I look forward to visiting someday. Thank you.
We really are going to miss you, but we know that you did not just randomly put this in your mind, but God put this in your heart. And you are one of our closest friends, and we're really going to miss you. I love that we get to play with you, and you get to play with us, and we would hang out all the time. Sadie, Owen, and Charlie, you guys are so funny, and I love playing with you when you guys come over. And Ben and Jen, I wish you guys could be our youth leaders, but it's okay because we know that you're still going to be with us in our hearts. Ben and Jen and Sadie and Charlie and Owen, I wish you could go to our house and still and go on really long bike rides and take really long walks. We love you guys with all of our hearts. Bye.
The Parkers have been impacting me spiritually for approximately 11 years. The first time I remember looking up to Jen was when I was 6 years old at Andrea and Matt's wedding. I have been looking to her as a role model from the time that I was six up until now. She has always been there for me in my good times and bad. She has cried with me, prayed with me, and taught me so much. One of the first things that she taught me was that no matter what was going on around me, to choose joy. I have enjoyed having her as a leader and having her teach me about loving Jesus. I have also received many letters from her when she had been praying for me with encouraging verses attached, as well as verses every morning to help me get through the day. I have also looked up to Ben for a long period of time because he has taught me about Jesus and guided me through the scripture. in youth group and just on a daily basis. He even shared a book with me called The Case for Christ that has helped me grow throughout the years. Ben and Jen both always knew what to say. They have helped me with my anxiety for as long as I can remember. They've showed me scriptures like Joshua 1:9 and taught me to find my comfort in Jesus, to leave the fear behind, and to look to Him instead. If I ever had a panic attack, they were right there with me, calming me down and praying with me. As my growth in Jesus continued, I asked them to baptize me, and that was one of the most impactful days of my life. They made a lasting impact on me and have helped me develop into the person that I am today, and with their teaching, guidance, and love from Jesus that they shared with me.
Hi, Ben and Jen. We just wanted to say thank you for discipling us over the years. We're going to miss the many dinners together, praying on the front porch, mission trips, vacations together, and yes, Ben, even saving your life a few times.
Yeah, we're going to miss you guys so much, but we're excited to see how God's going to use you in your new community. So don't forget to come back. We love you guys.
Thank you, Ben and Jen, for the time, love, and effort that you've poured out into our lives and our youth group.
Thank you for helping us students become stronger in our faith. We appreciate all the fun times and laughs.
And thank you, Sadie. We're going to miss you being crazy and silly and being the funny goofball that you are.
And thank you, Owen, for randomly showing up at our house and being the little brother we never had.
And eating all of our ice cream.
Even though you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah. And thank you, Charlie, for being
a goofball.
Crazy.
And always eating our food.
Yeah, he steals my food. And he's not British. And yeah, he for real does.
And drinks our water and puts floaties in it.
Yeah, he's crazy, but I love
him. We love him. Love him.
And so, yeah, Owen's like a little brother too. I wrestle him all the time.
We love you guys. Yeah. We'll miss you so much.
Mm-hmm. And I wrestled Jen too once.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This is all new to me, so please bear with me. The very few that know me know feeling my feelings is immensely difficult. So when I was asked to share my testimony about how the Parkers influenced my life, obviously I wanted to. So here goes. The Parkers haven't only influenced my life. I can honestly say that allowing me into their lives has actually changed my life. When I met Jen about 4 years ago, she said to me in an email, "I think we could be very good friends." At the time, I skeptically thought, "Sure, whatever. I don't have friends." A while passed, and Jen and I remained in contact, working on things for our school and other things that eventually crossed our paths often. Now she jokes that she basically forced me to be friends with her. There is some truth to that statement, because Jen is one of the first people to actually get through to me and break the barrier that I had unknowingly built for so many years. One day she called and said, "I'm coming over with the kids, we're going to talk, and you're going to tell me everything, and I'm not leaving until you do." Anyone else, I would have found an excuse to get out of that. But with Jen, I felt safe. Jen saw things in me no one else could, and if they did, they didn't say it or gracefully push hard enough. But Jen did. To describe specifically, what Jen has taught me in a few words is raw honesty, to be real, at all cost, and with all the pain and joy. By allowing me into their world, the Parkers as a whole family have blessed me beyond words, which is probably why this video seems like it took me forever to put together. Ben and Jen have both accepted me, my husband, and my son with our multiple flaws, endless problems, and finest chaos, without condition and without question. Through their trials, Ben has been a pillar of strength, courage, humility, and although they may not know it yet, Ben is an amazing example to these boys in my life. He has always treated my husband with respect and friendliness, and although he can be shy at times, my son adores Ben. Our children have come to play, enjoy, and love each other. The path of their journey with Charlie's cancer has taught my son, my husband, and myself things in life that they and I would never have known had Jen and Ben not let us in their lives. So instead of highlighting how the Parkers' lives and Charlie's cancer has changed them, I wanted to highlight how the Parkers have changed and defined my family. The Parkers have not only told us about grace, love, patience, and faith, but shown us in every day and every aspect of their lives. So as much as I'm going to deeply miss and wholeheartedly miss this family, I am grateful for the opportunity to say thank you for listening to me without judgment, helping me without entitlement. Thank you for speaking to me without prejudice and understanding me without pretension. You love me, Dave and Noah, without condition. And that means more to me than I could ever put into words. I love you, Parkers. God bless you on your new adventure.
Hi, I'm Nick Costa. I've been going to Good News since I was about 3 years old, and I was in the first sixth grade youth group that Ben and Jen taught. And so I kind of grew up with them, and they have been one of the best influences in my life. They showed me the love of Christ in many different ways, from, you know, through youth group, through Ben's sermons, through just them inviting me over to dinner and including me in everything and being just great influences to me throughout my entire life. I love them very much, and I wish them the absolute best in their move, and I'm just so thankful that they could have been a part of my life. Ben has been, he has taught me how to be a good father and a good man of God, and I'm just, I'm very thankful for them, and they have blessed my life tremendously. Thank you.
Hey, Parkers, I can't believe the day has come that you're actually moving away. I'm happy for you. I know this next chapter is needed and an exciting one for you, and I'm amazed at what God has taken you through, and trust him for the next chapter, that it will be equally amazing. But I can't let you go without telling you one more time how much I love you, all of you, and how I will miss you. Even though we didn't spend lots of days together, knowing you were there with your big laugh, both of you, and your kind hearts was always very reassuring. Thank you for the many kindnesses that you showed to Greg and to me over the last 2 years, but particularly the last year. The many trips to our back porch where you dropped off so many thoughtful and fun gifts, meals, even a cake that Sadie made for us. So many books that we shared, and ideas that we talked about. You're both an amazing couple. You're an amazing family. And I know that God will honor that as you have honored him. Embrace this next chapter. Get some rest. Slow down. Take care of each other. And take advantage of every single minute in the next adventure. You will be so missed here. But we send our love and all our best with you. I don't know what I'm going to do without my stalker friend around, Jen. Your big laugh means so much to me every time I hear it, and it lightens my spirits. I hope there will be many, many people in your new home to lighten your spirits as well. Love you all. Bye-bye.
For Ben and Jen, thank you for being our youth leaders. Thank you for the time and the effort you put into leading us. No one will ever be able to replace you. We love you both.
To Ben and Jen, I love you too like my own parents. You're my forever family, and I will miss your two fun spirits. But like I'm going to tell Sadie, Distance is not a problem, just an inconvenience. Thank you for all you have done for me and for your devoted hearts to the youth group and the church. I'll make sure to visit you two all the time and your family. And like I already talked to you, Ben, about Ben, please don't turn into a Giants fan. And I love you too, and I'm so glad you came into my life 10 years ago. Thank you for giving birth to my best friend.
So now we're doing something for Owen and Charlie. Owen and Charlie, you're like my two little brothers I never had. I will miss hanging out with both of you. The random knocks at our door and the dinners shared and riding our bikes around the neighborhood and late night outdoor games.
Dear Charlie and Owen, I love you two so much. I've had so many memories with both of you, and I've known both of you since you were born. Owen, all the sleepovers I've had with Sadie that you have been in, the water fights, you teaching me how to play baseball, pretending we're mom and dad and brother and sister. I love you too. Charlie, you're the cutest little boy, and you're my brother, and I love you. You're so cute, and you've given me so many laughs.
Yeah, so Sadie, our friendship started 6 years ago over a magenta crayon. You were my first friend here. Thank you for your friendship. I will miss our long bike rides, being close enough to walk to each other's house for dinner, baking together, and all the other crazy things we've done. I'm going to miss you, but I can't wait to visit you in New York. I'm so thankful for FaceTime.
Sadie, I love you endlessly. You're my best friends. Word cannot explain how much I'm going to miss you, but distance is not a problem, just an inconvenience. You may live a few states away, but our memories will last forever, and I'm always going to be here for you, so just call me whenever you need me, and FaceTime, and I'll visit you always. Our grass fights will never stop. I'll always shove grass into your mouth, and I'll make sure to do it one more time before you leave. We're always going to be bad hairdressers, even though I think you're the bad hairdresser. So this move isn't going to break anything. This is to 10 years of friendship and many more. We love you guys.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm not very good with this technology, and somehow I just ended the clip before I meant to. I want to send you off with a poem from one of my favorite poets. It's from a book called Prayers for the Battle by Ted Loder, L-O-D-E-R. And this one is called Set Me Free. Lord of wondrous patience, the earth has risen again for us, emerging from a darkness in a way it has never quite been before. Whirling to a fresh time, an unused space, alive with trembling possibilities, and I go with it. Such staggering grace. Please nurture me in this newness. Set me free from the tyrannies of the past, of habit and complaining and discouragement. Shake me from the dusty melancholy of too much comfort, of pride, of a sense that somehow this relief is of my own doing. And let it be as if on the first day of creation that I may begin to see the miracle of life and humanity, to hear the hum of grace unfolding to meet all my needs in this new place, unexpectedly and surprisingly, and urging me to go on in faith to whatever is next in your love. That's what I wish for you, be well. Every one of you, take care of each other.
Hi, my name's Brittany Warner. And before I got up here, I was like, okay, I'm totally not gonna cry. I already cried when I talked to them, so I'm not going to cry this time, but I'm totally going to cry. So I apologize for that. I met Ben and Jen when I was 15, when they first came to the church. I was a sophomore. I was almost a sophomore in high school. And from the moment that I met them, they treated me like family. Sorry, I already started. They have been so instrumental in me and my sister's lives. I could never, ever express the gratitude I have for you. If you hadn't come into my life when you did, I honestly don't know where I'd be right now. When my parents got divorced when I was 17, Ben and Jen were my parents. Every hardship, every joy, they've been there right alongside me. Ben married us, me and my husband Jake. I held all their children in the hospital when they were born. We were all obsessed with Sadie when she was a little baby. She was like the first baby that we all had ever interacted with. And I loved youth group so much that when I graduated, I didn't end and I started volunteering for 7 years until I had my own kids. You guys have been such amazing examples of God's love in my life. One story I just want to share is something that actually happened within the last 2 years. My nephew Jax was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition that was terminal. And at the very end, well, first of all, Jen was one of the greatest support systems for my sister Dory, and she can't be here to tell you that, but you need to know how grateful she is for how you supported her during the worst, most awful time any parent could ever go through. At the end, when the doctors told Tori and Mark that they only had a few weeks left, they kind of just shut down and didn't want anyone to visit. And I just didn't know what to do. I'm the older sister. I should know how to help her. And Jen asked me how I was doing, and I just told her I felt so helpless. And she said, you know what? We're going to go to Tori's house. I know she said she didn't want visitors. We're just going to stand outside, and we're going to pray for her. If she hadn't done that, I never would have seen my nephew again. That day, I got to go in with my girls, and we got to say goodbye to Jax. We got to kiss on him and love him. And I don't know if I've ever said thank you for that. Thank you for loving on me and just showing me grace and all the fun times, because it wasn't just emotional times. It was so much fun. We used to have the dinners right before youth group every single week when we were in high school, and you had the special plate for your birthday, and me and Joe Coakley had the same, like, very similar birthdays, and so we always had to share. I think I always got it, though, so. So just thank you, guys. Thank you so much for showing me how to love other people and just for how to love God. Thanks.